Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's August 22nd, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And again, the trend is your friend, and the only place you get it is with the Trends Journal. Or, of course, you could do $2.56 a week, or you could get the Wall Shit Journal for $5 a day and $6 on the weekend. That's right. Each paper you go to, that's what it costs. And this is one of the big stories in the Wall Shit Journal. Look at it. Five bodies located on wrecked yacht. Oh, my God. Hey, how about the, 26 Palestinians were killed yesterday? How come you're not showing that every day? Oh, no. Somebody on a yacht died. Oh, here. This is the fucking cartoon. And all you people say don't like my language, grow the fuck up as they're stealing our money, as they're committing murder all over the world. You're not angry. Don't be angry. Listen, I believe in what St. Thomas Aquinas said. Anyone that is not angry when it's morally justifiable to be angry is immoral. All right? So save your fucking shit. I don't give a fuck if you don't like my language. You like to swallow the proper language that they teach in fucking kindergarten that spews out of the mouth of the fucking politicians like Obama. Folks, that didn't say fuck. He fucks you with folks. We're going to get rid of that guy, Gaddafi. We don't like what he's doing. A fucking murderer. Quoted in the book, Double Down, I'm really good at killing people. Calm down, Salenti. Use proper language and you can become a president. You can become a politician and you can kill anybody you want for any fucking reason you want. And we'll steal your money to do it. So on to the markets. Hey, it went down today. Yeah, but not big. And you know why? This is why stocks close lower. They're waiting to hear what Jerome Powell is going to say at the Jackson Hole. He had a hole in the fucking ground with a bunch of fucking criminal bastard banksters that rob us of our money and our freedom. Oh, and all you fucking shitheads. Here, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, became violent. He made a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple, you fucking cowards that don't do shit. Oh, and I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Don't forget our rally coming up. That's right. Peace and Freedom Rally right up here in Kingston, New York, September 28th. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others, music. We're going to have a good time. We need a million people march. We want peace because these crazy bastards are going to take us to war and bitches. So go to OccupyPeace.com and donate. Give us. Can you imagine if the billionaires gave us $1 billion for peace? We'd have it tomorrow. All these fucks want war. Oil, $77 a barrel for Brent because the global economy is slowing down. And again, if Iran and Israel, the Israel war ramps up and Iran becomes involved, you're going to see oil prices go to $130 a barrel. Boop! It'll crash the equity markets and the global economy. Crypto at 60K. You know what we've been saying with it. We're still bullish on it. It hasn't hit our levels where we say it's going to go down. We still see it on an upscale. Gold went down today. It was trading well over 2,500. Now it's 2,483. So it's only up about $440 since we made our top trend forecast this year, a golden year for gold. And we see it going much, much higher. What else do we got here? Germany's economic woes have deepened after new figures showed second straight month of contraction. That's right. Again, oil prices, you look at copper prices, you look at one after another of commodities, there's a global slowdown going on. Now, Sweden lowered their interest rates again. because their economy is going to shit as rest of them, because the COVID war destroyed the lives and livelihoods of millions, but we won't talk about that, billions, I should say, because you're not allowed to. Here, Sweden cuts rates, a signal of more to come. And the signal is they're going to keep cutting rates in the United States in the run-up to the presidential reality show to keep the powers in power in power. And the lower interest rates go, the higher gold goes, because the deeper the dollar falls and the dollar's been on a little downswing, popped back up a bit today. China's $70 billion rescue scheme for developers limps off the starting line. This is from the Financial Times. Week after week, we have a spotlight on China and what's going on there. And it's very important to look at. America is only a country of 332 million people. This is a country of 1.4 billion, all right? So we say where they're going to go, how they're going to get there, and when it's going to happen. Hell, this is the big news, right, that happened. Non-farm payroll growth revised down by nearly 1,818,000. Labor Department. How about loser department? How about bullshitting these fucking numbers up and artificially propping the markets up as you've been doing it month after month after month? And then again, in your trends journal, we've been writing the facts. This is about our 100th week of putting job losses. The big job losses are in high paying jobs. And the facts are right here now. At the sector level, the biggest downward revision came in professional and business services, where job growth was 358,000 less. We've been saying this over and over and over, totally being ignored by the mainstream media, just like they ignore our trend forecast for golden year for gold and our other forecasts. And then you have retail trade cut 129,000. So retail trade's going down. The numbers are there. You ready? A few sectors saw upward revisions. Health services, 87,000, low-paying jobs. Warehousing, low-paying jobs. Again, old news to Trends Journal subscribers. This is an article in the Turley Paper Record today. Uneven release of labor data by government raises concerns. For more than a half hour on Wednesday morning, economists and investors were stuck repeatedly refreshing their browsers, looking for a delayed report on the U.S. market from a government website. Not everyone had to wait. A number of Wall Street investment firms obtained details about the report, which showed a large downward revision to job growth in 2023 and early 2024, at least 15 minutes before the information was posted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bureau of lying little fucks. They give it to their buddies, the big investors. You got it? Oh, there's no plunge protection team either. Let's just not, you know, we'll make that up. It shows you how rigged the fucking game is. And also, what's very important about this, the revision of the total payroll levels is the largest since 2009. They lied back then, too, when the panic of 08 was bringing down the whole economy. It's a crime syndicate. July home sales break a four-month losing streak. The supply is up. All cash offers made up 27% of the sales, up from 26%. First-time home buyers only 29%. Before the COVID war, it used to be 40%. As Gen X faces retirement, reality still bites. Yeah, no shit. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, it's Slavelandia. Only the rich get richer. Oh, a guy died in a yacht. Oh, my God, a guy died in a yacht. Oh, a young guy died in a yacht. A fucking guy dies in a yacht. It's a big fucking deal. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, friends, aunts, uncle, fuck them. They're nobodies. They're nobodies. They don't got a yacht. They don't count. This is the shit that they sell because they're prostitutes. They keep the real news out of the news, but we're giving it to you. You go to trendsjournal.com, We're giving you history before it happens. You support us. We're supporting you. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Okay. Startup crash rates rise 60% as boom era cash runs out. Startup failures in the United States have jumped 60%. Yep. Again, we said this. Old news. What else we got here? Ford warns of nearly $2 billion electric SUV write-down. What's one of your top trends for this year? EVs, go F you. We said this was going to happen. We've been saying it for years. It was all pumped up artificially. The facts are all there. Yep. Again, the trifecta, World War III, golden year for gold, and EVs, go F you. You ready for bullshit? Here, this is Bloomberg.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
Property downturn creating best opportunity in decades, Glore says. One of Chicago's prominent real estate developers, prominent real estate developer, says now is the time for those with capital to make contrarian bet to invest in commercial real estate. Quote, over the next two quarters, I don't think there is a better time in commercial real estate to acquire, Sterling Bay CEO Andy Glore said in an interview on Bloomberg Television's Balance of Power. No balance of power. You only put the same fucking people on all the time. The opportunities that we're seeing, we haven't seen in 20 years. It's a great time. It's a contrarian move.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
Your Chicago vacancy rate is 23.1%. That's the vacancy rate. When you look at the office vacancy rate, it's a lot higher. Quote, the commercial real estate business has been under a Category 5 storm for a few years, Glore said. You need to lower the cost of capital for people to start making investments back into the urban areas. Yep. Chicago's office occupancy rate is 50%. He goes on to say, let's face it, we need to get these cities back on track. Oh, we need to get these cities back on track? You mean you're going down the fucking toilet because you got a lot of loans that you can't pay because your vacancy rates and occupancy rates are way down. We got to fix it. We need to get people coming back to work. Hey, fuck you. What do you mean we need to get people coming back to work? They're working at home. They're not commuting. They're not wasting their fucking money. We need? Who's the we? Yep. And I think that you need to change some of the fundamentals. We need. Anyway, no one is talking about the office building bust or the banks go bust other than the Wall Street Journal. This is the shit that they're selling. So don't subscribe to us. Subscribe to Bloomberg. Majority U.S. businesses see AI as a risk to their future. Each week we have in your Trends Journal a whole section on AI. Coal mining giants agree to merger. DOG clears Alaska Air for a merger. Bitwise seals takeover of London's ETC. Again, the bigs keep getting bigger. Every week we report it in your Trends Journal. And now on to the presidential reality show. This is from the Washington Post headline. How Kamala Harris shifted Democrats' message from democracy to freedom.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's horseshit. Oh, yeah, the guys that gave us the misinformation saw that we're going to put up there? Freedom? What freedom? They rob it from us every fucking day. They know exactly what they're doing. They are playing the presidential reality show out perfectly. And again, we maintain our forecast. This is from the toilet paper record today. In Roe's wake, Democrats see a momentum to reimagine abortion rights. You see it? What did we say? And our special trend alert that went out about 3 weeks ago. Here it is. Kamala Harris, 2024. Being that Biden administration is viewed as ineffective. This is, we wrote in 17 May, 2022. In bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy, Harris will seek upon abortion rights. Yep. We said there's going to be a major issue. And I know it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. And I don't want to hear your fucking shit. All right. I'm not saying abortion's good or bad. I'm not saying anything. I go by the numbers. All right. We're trend forecasters. 64% of Americans think abortion should be legal. 55% agreed in 2010. And this is 2023. This is a poll, NBC. All right. And then you got 87% of Democrats and 65% of independents think abortion should be legal. So you got it there. All right. And that's what it's going to do. And that's where it's going. And today Trump came out on the abortion issue and tried to deny it. And it ain't going anywhere. They're going to keep playing it. Oh, here it is. Another one. Five bodies located on wrecked yacht. Look at that. Five bodies? How about the 40,000 Palestinian bodies? Hey, you haven't found those bodies, all the Palestinians buried in the rubble, have you, Wall Street Journal? Huh? You're not showing them when they keep dragging them out. They say there are at least about 15,000 buried in the rubble. Oh, but 5,000 died in a yacht! A yacht! Oh, fear of famine rises in Gaza. Food aid slows. Yep. Terrible, 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 terrible. What's going on? Israel accepts U.S. proposal, Blinken says. That was from Monday.
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
Fucking Blinken's been blowing out this shit on and on 11 times. They've never agreed to it. This is from the toilet paper. Push for Gaza ceasefire falls short on key points, official pieces of shit say. While many of the details of the plan remain unclear, at least part of the American proposal appeared to conform to new demands added by Netanyahu. New demands. Yep. New demands. Because Hamas denies backing off from peace talks. Financial Times. Hamas rejected President Joe Biden's claim and Blinken that they were backing off from the ceasefire for hostages while insisting that the U.S. is yielding to Israel's interests in negotiating to bring an end to the war in Gaza. People familiar with the latest talks said they had focused on the question of Israel's presence on the border between Egypt and Gaza, known as the Philadelphia Corridor. Biden's original three plan specified that Israel would withdraw from the populated areas of Gaza in the first phase and completely in the second. Again, these are the facts. But Netanyahu in recent weeks insisted that Israeli forces remain in the Philadelphia corridor and demand repeatedly rejected by Hamas. And they have quotes in here over and over from everybody and everybody. White House in call with Netanyahu. Biden stresses urgency of ceasefire hostage deal.
That was bullshit.
Total fucking bullshit that we've been hearing this phrase now for several months. Oh, and this is from today's Times of Israel. Yep. The second Arab official, remember, this is Times of Israel, expressed bewilderment at Blinken's repeated public insistence in recent days that Netanyahu backs the U.S. bridging proposal, arguing that this inaccurately frames Hamas as the lone obstructionist party. Two Arab officials from the mediating countries and a third official involved in the talks told the Times of Israel that Blinken went too far to accommodate Netanyahu's positions. All right? Not reported in American media. Yep. Haaretz. Netanyahu's war goal is not the hostages' return. It's the occupation of Gaza. Vice President Kamala Harris asked outside several days ago, they were doing a campaign event in Pennsylvania, whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is prepared to agree to a ceasefire. Quote, I will not speak for him, but I will tell you these conversations are ongoing and we're not giving up.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
This goes back to August 3rd, just to show you the bullshit spewing out of the mouth of American politicians. U.S. official, Biden realized Netanyahu lied to him about hostage deal. Well, that was August 3rd. Oh, that was from Haaretz. And that's why you need this T-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians, fuck you. Go to Trends Journal and you go to the shop list and you get it. Come in all different things, hoodies, shorts, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, Yahya Netanyahu's building in Miami locked down after suspicious object identified. This is the Jerusalem Post, not reported in any of the American media. It's just yesterday reported. They locked it down. Residents received a cryptic message in the building. Oh, residents at the luxury apartment tower. Oh, his son's living in a luxury apartment tower. Well, hey, all you boys over there, you got to go fight. But not the prime minister's son, not the guy that gives you the war. No, his boy's in Miami. His boy's in Miami. You guys, oh, and they passed that with the Hasidic, have to go fight if they didn't want to, but not the prime minister's son. He's in that luxury apartment. Iran holds off on attack, seeking leverage in talks. They don't want to attack because they want a peace deal. And there's an article in the Toilet Paper Record today, Russia's inquiry by U.S. Centers on Americans. And it's all about Scott Ritter. You are not allowed to say you believe in what another country is doing. Oh, freedom. Oh, yeah. The Harris bullshit about freedom. Oh, no. No freedom. What'd they do to Scott Ritter? And again, he's going to be one of the speakers up here in Kingston. Yeah. As we're sending all our money as the fucking country's riding in front of our eyes. Toilet Paper Record. Series of service delays expose Amtrak's ancient equipment. You got it. Third world fucking rail. Amcrap. The fucking country's rotting in front of our eyes. You look at this convention over there. Oh, they got Oprah. They got, again, I was on Oprah twice. Next time I'll show you the mugs that I got. It is a reality show. Harris is perfectly, perfectly groomed. And Obama was groomed by, what's her name as well, Oprah. We wrote it in the Trends Journal as it was happening. She groomed them. Harris's husband entertainment lawyer for the lawyer for the entertainment industry in California. It's a show. It's nothing but a show. It's a reality show. Yep. It's all it is. And they're playing it perfectly. So anyway, tune in to watch that interview I did yesterday with Judge Napolitano. And he's back on the air, by the way. They censored him for a week because they didn't like what he had to say. One of his guests. Again, no freedom. No freedom. That's bullshit. The fuck faces that are stealing us our freedom are the clowns that are saying they're going to give it to us. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in. Again, support us, because the more people that get the Trends Journal, the better opportunity for change, because we're giving you what you need to prepare, prevail, and prosper. TrendsJournal.com. Thanks for tuning in.